Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. The 2016 presidential primary season is at hand, as evidenced by the flood of TV campaign ads now appearing in Iowa and New Hampshire. A new effort launching tomorrow is intended to help the discerning voter separate fact from lesser fact or outright lie. Joining me to explain are FactCheck.org's director, Eugene Kiley, and Nancy Watzman, managing editor of the television archive at Internet Archive. Eugene, Nancy, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you.
Eugene, first off, this is a collaborative with FactCheck and PolitiFact and the Center for Public Integrity, all aimed at getting to the truthiness behind these kinds of ads. Take a moment first to explain the work that your organization does.
Well, at FactCheck, we check the statements made by major political figures, in this case now, the presidential candidates, for truthiness, as you put it, making sure that what they're saying is accurate, and if it's not, then we correct the record and we put it out there for voters to read.
But this sounds like it's taking it to a whole new level by bringing it to the attention of Internet Archive. And Nancy, how did this partnership come about?
The Internet Archive did a project looking at political ads in the Philadelphia 2014 midterms and collected all these ads, did some collaborative efforts with some organizations there, and posted them all online. And growing from that, that was the inspiration for this new project where we're following political TV ads in the primaries, the national primaries. We were able to do this project thanks to generous funding from the Knight News Challenge.
And so explain what this product will be that starts on Friday.
We will be launching a new website which will archive all the political ads that we collect from TV and posting them online for free. And we're going to be also linking to information from groups like FactCheck.org, PolitiFact, the Washington Post Fact Checker, the Center for Public Integrity, and the Center for Responsive Politics to expose, as we were discussing before, the truthiness behind these ads will be a central collection point. We're also going to be providing some underlying data that we collect along with the ads. We'll be able to say how often a particular ad has aired, when, where, and on what stations.
Gene, let's talk about the trend. It seems to many in this 2016 election cycle that truthiness, as we've cited, has almost gone out the window. Is the bar getting continuously lower and lower?
Well, this campaign has been marked by several interesting developments. You have a open seat. So you have a lot of candidates. You have candidates who haven't run before. So you have candidates who are not familiar with the kinds of ways that campaigns are run and that we're all familiar in covering them. So I think between the fact that you have inexperienced candidates and you have so many candidates, there is a lot of work for fact-checkers to do, for sure.
To what extent does FactCheck.org, PolitiFact, the Center for Public Integrity have confidence that the truth will set the voter free? Or are they ultimately seduced by the cacophony of ads that assault during the election season?
Well, it's still early in the campaign cycle. We haven't even had a primary or a caucus yet. So we'll see how it all plays out. But I can tell you that all of the fact-checking sites are seeing a very heavy amount of traffic on the sites. Our traffic compared to the same time in the campaign cycle for the 2012 campaign is more than double. And I know that that's the case for the others as well. So there is a lot of interest in the work that we're doing, and we'll see how it plays out.
Is the thought then that because of this possible deep dive, perhaps candidacies will change in the future in terms of a candidate being less likely to espouse positions that are at great variance with the truth?
Well, you know, we'll just have to see, right? But I think it's very important to provide people with those tools. If we can provide them with the information, with the tools, then who knows what they'll do with it. You know, we're discovering a lot of interesting things, not just the fact checks, which are great and so important, but also who's paying for these ads. That's something that the Center for Public Integrity and the Center for Responsive Politics are really experts in following.
Gene, as an aggregate, if you could, what would you give as an average grade to TV ads across the spectrum of candidates? In other words, to what extent is this a caveat emptor exercise?
Well, most TV ads are designed, obviously, to put the their candidate in the best light. And in doing that, they have many different tools that they use that we call here deception, pattern of deceptions, where they'll embellish a candidate's record or leave out context in a candidate's record or the person that they're attacking. So there's every ad should be viewed by voters with a grain of skepticism and look to sites like the one that Nancy is putting together for what the actual facts are.
Nancy, tell us a bit more without getting too wonky about all the technology that goes into assembling this website.
Well, we are using cutting-edge technology called AudF Print, which is this tool that lets us take audio fingerprints. So it's like a human fingerprint. It's unique, of snippets of audio from the TV ads. And then we can match that with other identical instances. And that's how we find our matches, and that's how we get our counts. So we actually have robots kind of watching that hours and hours and hundreds of thousands of hours of TV to bring this information to the public.
If I'm understanding, is it discerning voice patterns, say, specific to Hillary Clinton?
It is taking a actual, you know, it's kind of like a snapshot of the audio, whoever's talking, whatever's talking. And in the process, we found some really geeky, interesting things. For example, we were trying to find some matches against a YouTube version of an ad on TV, and they weren't matching because the narrator's voice as it aired on TV was a notch lower.
Oh, that's fascinating. So should early users anticipate the potential for glitches along the way?
Well, let me say this. If you find a glitch, let us know. We hope you won't, but each one is a learning experience for us. So we definitely want to know. And this is, again, this is new, a new way of deploying this technology that has not been used quite in this manner before.
Eugene, Nancy, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Nancy Watzman, managing editor of the Television Archive at Internet Archive, and factcheck.org's director, Eugene Kiley.